Hello, and welcome to the very first module of the 365 Manifestation Power. Throughout the modules, you'll learn how to take charge of your life by unlocking the power to manifest your destiny as well as achieving your true purpose in life. What is manifestation? It refers to the process, an action or an event that clearly enables us to see or show us something abstract or conceptual. Basically, it is indicating the movement of transformation of a mind concept into a reality-based act. That's why we'll stress upon the factual information and thoughts, supply some practical strategies to help you knowing about how to convert your ideas and daydreaming into a tangible product. Everyone has an insight, a voice that comes from within one's soul. That is the voice which is responsible to direct us throughout life and make success and achievement of inner peace and happiness our destiny. That voice is constantly telling us, get up right now, take charge of your life, and manifest your destiny. It involves transforming yourself and taking charge of your life. If you are interested in staying constant, then life would take hold of you. Then you might never experience the true potential of yourself. Life is not only about the style of living, sleeping, eating, working, and traveling, but to explore, experiment, observe thoughtful processes, and make risks towards change. Change leads to improvement, so an important question is, how to improve, how to change? For that purpose, what you need to do is take actionable steps for yourself. It is mandatory to push yourself out of the traditional zone, family values, controlling powers of other human beings, and meet the real you. This will transform your life. Think less, speak less, and observe more, both with eyes open and closed. It takes faith and action, one belief that you will succeed and one action that connects you with progress. With this combination, you're prepared for change. It's only you who can allow the change to take place. Don't ignore the power of change. This power takes you towards the opportunity of personal growth. The key to unlock your true spirits and road to find the peak of manifestation is be consistent and never give up, because doubtlessly, being stagnant in life is being dead. Embrace change by participating as well as contributing little meaningful gestures each and every day for 365 days. Change is no doubt uncomfortable, and sometimes it can get daunting. This is absolutely normal whenever we traverse on a new journey, whether it's a new job, a new relationship, or trying out things we never did before. There will be self-doubt and the fear of failure. That's completely normal and fine. Don't worry, as those are just merely thoughts where you worry of the unpredictable consequences you might face at the end of the journey. In order to combat all your self-doubts and the fear of failure, you need to strive for the transparency of mind. You can only achieve this by combating negativity. Clear your mind from negative thoughts. Negative thoughts are the ones discouraging you from initiating a transformation process and achieving your goals in life. There are a number of ways to control negative thought processes and replace them with healthy and positive visualization processes to foresee a better destiny. Here are some effective steps to regularly adopt as part of your daily routine to clear your mind from negativity. 1. Meditation. 2. Finding clarity. 3. Overcoming the shadows of delay. The first step in combating negativity is to practice meditation. Practice meditation daily for at least 20 minutes, 1 to 2 times a day. When you practice any form of meditation, it clears the negative thought processes that are highly likely to materialize. Meditation has been proven to be effective in controlling your negative thoughts or even eliminating them completely by countless research evidence. Your brain strongly holds and believes what you pay attention to. You are free to choose what you pay attention to. You are responsible for focusing on the things you want to focus on. This is what we call the power of mind. You are the controller of your mind and your thoughts. The second step to combat negativity is to find clarity. Finding clarity is about having a clear understanding of what you want to achieve, time to time, and what is your plan on how to move forward, as well as taking necessary steps when needed. Having a clear idea and positive outlook on what to expect from the future, an upcoming day, a task, is what you need to focus on. Only then can you achieve what you want. To achieve what you want, try and execute the SMART goals steps. SMART goals are an authentic approach that appears to be more realistic and achievable when it comes to preparing goals for your life, whether short or long term. Prepare goals daily and review on a daily basis. Make note that they must be short, measurable, achievable, realistic, and time-based. The next step is to overcome the shadows of delay. Procrastination is the opposite of motivation. Motivation has barriers, including confusion, unrealistic goals, loss of the sense of reward, poor strategy to do routine practice, as well as irrational thoughts. It is common when options and possible solutions about a problem are not potentially explored. In order to overcome the shadows of delay, you need to keep the urgency and your desire in achieving your goals. Ensure you are deeply interested and connected in what you want to venture into. This helps you to set your mind to focus. Focus with a clear, concise plan of action. Your mind strongly holds and believes what you pay attention to. You are free to choose what you pay attention to. You are responsible for focusing on the things you want to focus on. That is what we call power of mind. You are in control of your mind and thoughts, where your thoughts are changeable as they are in our control. Hello and welcome back to the 365 Manifestation Power. In this module, you'll learn how to visualize your goals in order to achieve what you truly desire in life. Visualization works. It is best to use on a daily basis for the achievement of your life dreams, goals, and everything you want. As you learned previously on how to execute your SMART goals, you need to complement the daily goals with detailed visualization processes. How does visualization work? The process involves picturing or visualizing everything you need to accomplish successfully and how you would feel and what you would do after accomplishing your desired goals. A personality that fits in this module as an example is former NBA Jerry West. He's known for always hitting shots at the buzzer. His secret that he personally shared is the rehearsal of thoughts that he did prior to confronting the actual challenge. This shows the power of visualization and the effects it has on our accomplishments. Remember, we're talking about repeating the strategy countless times in our mind to reach that level of perfection. Practice makes a man perfect. Mr. West practiced visualization of hitting shots with attention and foreseeing himself a winner. It's what we need to regard as mind practice. What have you learned from this great example? It taught us how things work in our favor if we put our mind into it. There are many other legends in sports, namely Tiger Woods, Larry Bird, Michael Jordan, and pitcher Roy Halladay, who achieved the best in their lives with the power of visualization. A very famous and well-known quote says, "Seeing is believing, and you have to trust this process." Over 2,000 years ago, Aristotle also communicated this process, and it is still clear and applicable. You first have an objective and then work for necessary methods to act, where no one can stop you from your achievements in the end. Activation of the Law of Attraction. Law of Attraction is the ability for us to attract everything in our life that we focus on. It's all about manifestation, attention, and mental creation. For example, why are the symptoms of anxiety in some people very apparent? Somatic signs intensity indicates that how severely negative mental images are held within a person's mind results in anxiety. In contrast, positive visualization and thinking leads to positive outcomes. Positive visualization of your goals is something you feel so good about. The goodness and the happiness spread by visualization is actually the subconscious attraction of achievement. People experience déjà vu based on the same principle. They continue to believe that there are some moments in front of their eyes often that have already passed in their lives before. Take a look at some scientific research evidence now that shows how visualization works. The neurons we have in our brains, the nerve cells that transmit information, interpret perceptions and imagery is equivalent to our real-life actions. The law of attraction is the same for all human beings, regardless of ethnicity, age, profession, religion, beliefs, nationality, and education. All human minds are vulnerable to this law that rules our lives and eventually makes our thoughts into things which are tangible to us. Experience it yourself. Your mind power translates your thoughts, and from all the focus it materializes them into reality. In order for you to experience the law of attraction, try this simple exercise. Focus on a negative doom and on a positive fate for 1 minute each. The massive power of your mind aims at the reality of which mental pictures you have been apprehending since a long time. Try this experiment for you to believe, at least for a day, as a quick test to believe in this. Always be aware of the negative consequences, taking control of you, and be responsible for all of your experiences. Start from negative and end in positive visualization when you decide to try this exercise out to stay at peace in the end. Do you know the law of attraction is previously used by some of the greatest personalities in the history of the world? The influencing names are Shakespeare, Blake, Emerson, Newton, and Beethoven. It doesn't matter what your interests, artistic, sciences, or philosophy. The law of attraction can take you far and may help you in various aspects, which include healthy love life and relationships, better social interaction and communication skills, money and wealth, mental and physical improvement, healthy life and self-confidence, reducing anxiety and self-doubt, guilt or shame, weight loss, fitness and mindfulness, success and abundance. You are what you think you are. The more we imagine about ourselves, the more we dig deep to know what we are truly capable of. The more we imagine good, the more we attain it. The more we imagine bad, the more we lose. Fear not, fear nothing. Whatever you desire to achieve is most likely present in your head as a mental image and is preparing to manifest in the form of the law of attraction. To manifest means to motivate yourself, where intrinsic motivation is something that has to do with you. This looks complicated, but actually this is not. It only seems to be difficult because you've been thinking about trying something abstract and new. Envisioning your goals leads to the results you want. Motivation stirs up the definite feeling of urgency, where the feeling of urgency is what makes you work towards creating your goals, turning them into reality. The beginning of love is the end of resistance. Danielle Light. The very moment when you start to love yourself and defend yourself from negativity, all other things start to shed into your favor as well. You are what you think you are. If you think you are worthy of the achievements you desire, then you are on the right track and you will obtain everything you wish in the end. Hello and welcome back. In this module, you'll learn the importance of implementing your action plans as well as taking action in order to manifest your goals. Planning is not everything unless you take action. Think clearly and count the number of times when you think about goals and compare with the number of times when you take action. The number of thoughts and mere plans would obviously be more than your taking action. Think of problem solving and execute your thoughts or plans by taking action. Problems are a part of life and you would confront them on your journey to success very often. Prepare in advance about how you approach and overcome them. Start small and consistency is the key. Let's imagine whatever you want to be, an example, a skillful chef with artistic food presentation. You always need to start cooking and prepare food on a daily basis, twice to thrice a day. You would watch others doing it, learn from their tricks, practice simple recipes first, with simple ingredients, and then carve your way up to work harder on complex processes. The simple early steps in taking action. Let's assume that you've determined the steps of taking action for a plan or a goal. The first step is to jot down a goal and write down the plans for execution in simple 5 to 7 steps. Secondly, you need to be a critic of your own plan because there's no one so desperate to achieve your goals other than you. The execution of your plans. There are 3 important steps which will aid you in the execution of your plans. 1. Ensure your plans and goals turn into action. 2. Plan the sequence of your actions. 3. Start one habit at a time. 4. Write down your plans. First, make sure your plans and goals turn into action effectively, for efficient progression needs to be done gradually and in a consistent manner. Look cautiously at the lists and things you have in your action plan along with management plan as a backup. A few commonly matched examples are low financial resources, less time and energy or attention, and interest. All these are highly demanding, but you have to brainstorm solutions as a management plan. For instance, plan your savings and start to save money from now. Ask a friend's help, listen to a motivational speaker, and so forth. Secondly, ensure and carefully plan the sequence. Identify which plan would be implemented step by step and with grace. The orderly structure and points from which action needs to be taken by you is of the utmost importance. Sequence matters when you're planning to execute a long-term goal or plan. Long-term plans always have some systematic steps and orderly management, so you have a more realistic approach in achieving your goals. Prioritize and pick one goal that demands urgency and which you're able to execute immediately. In this stage, immediate goals are the focal point. Bring all steps of the goal together and analyze them as an overall task. Note the possible potential challenges the specific goal might have and list management options for the probable challenges. Things to do also include whole management plans to prevent you from challenges leading to barriers. You must decide a deadline for each step and keep moving towards success using a wide variety of methods. A blend of different activities never lets you down. The third element in the execution of your plan is to start one habit at a time. Sometimes great plans demand equal amount of flexibility and rigidity to control the actions and managing of your own behavior. The fourth step is to write down your plans. An American psychologist claimed something effective about writing down your plans to attain a clear idea on where you're headed. Writing is therapeutic. It is a fact since centuries from the start of psychology, but Dr. Gail Matthews, as a professor at the Dominican University in California, discovered that mentioning goals and dreams on a daily basis in a regular pattern is associated with achievement of desires as compared to those who don't do it. This is a small action and can be done in a few minutes daily. The best time is again before sleep, but one can do this any time of day. You'll be more likely to be a winner often than a loser. Writing the goals is both the element of science and an art. It portrays how goal setting works. The principle is based on how the brain works. Neuropsychology stands here and presents two brain sides connected and wired electronically by corpus callosum. Left side as imaginative to let you think, and left hemisphere as literal makes you plan and act by pushing down the dream signals via spinal cord to all your body parts. Writing activates the left side. The logical brain turns it into consciousness by lighting it up under each cell of our body, saying, "I want this and I mean it," shifting to, "I will achieve this." The whole experiment throws you in a pool of clarity. Absorb the most from this well of goodness. Human imagination is endless. No doubt it focuses on bad more than good. While we start taking action, for instance, would you face success or failure? What are the chances of your losing? But now our main focus is, too, and center of attention is, if something would not work, what would be the reasons and how would you improve the situation? How to increase the chances to win and be a better version of who you are? How to act effectively and efficiently? Achieving such goals require a tremendous action plan and strategy to have your hands on your goals that you want to achieve. Be realistic. Stick to facts in your action. In contrast to the plans, visualize rational outcomes. Visualize what you expect good for you to transform your life. Do not be too hard on yourself, no matter how hard it can be during the execution of your action plan. Completion of a task, whether you succeed or not, is also a new beginning. Welcome back. In this module, you'll learn how to deal with all your fears and doubts in taking action and manifesting your dreams. What's the definition of action? Taking action means to perform a deed, to do something, and it applies to the results as well. An action is short-term and continues to develop in a series of many small acts to form a single kind act. Executing your plans and dreams is the most important aspect of your manifestation journey. Fear is experienced while we try to do meaningful tasks, but don't worry, as it is as natural as your dream. Fear kills your dreams more than anything else will. It's a common reason why people fail to act or achieve something simply because it's learned and you are uncertain about the factors that might arise while taking action. Consider this fear the biggest challenge of your journey of manifestation. It's been regarded as the greatest enemy of mankind. Successful, renowned personalities, including Winston Churchill and Franklin D. Roosevelt, have written quotes on fear that depict their grasp on this hindrance to throw this away out of the path of their success and lifelong fame. They all have shown with words that you're afraid to act upon your dreams as well as the fear to think about how to tackle them for a successful life. This is not healthy. For instance, I'm waiting for someone or something to help or happen. You are incapable of believing in your own power, confidence, and self-esteem. No story of success is without perseverance and action. Just think about it. Fear is not reality. How did you dare to dream if fear is rational? Imagine what you would be like if you were not afraid of anything in this world. Truth is, you can unlearn the fear and relearn the courage by the same habit formation process we've been explaining since the start. Ignoring ups and downs of life is impossible, but dealing with fear is in your control. Lesson to learn here is to overcome fear. Fears that have been rooted since childhood when your loved ones say, "Don't do that," and "You cannot do this." Indirectly, you learn instantly, "I can't and I will not." What you need to do is realize, recognize, accept the fear you are facing and construct your courage. This is your central action. Ask these questions to resolve your predominant fear or schemas. What would I have to do to eliminate fear? How would I set myself free of past fears and association? What is feeding this fear? Overcoming your fears. As Clement Stone stated beautifully, thinking will not overcome fear, but action will. This is fact, as fear is an abstract concept that has gained our attention to make its place and create doubt on the road to success. Usually, it's the results you're afraid of, not the action or the plan. You have learned the unpleasant consequences of when things go wrong. From today, each time you feel fearful, turn the consequences into a pleasant imagination. Use all visualization as a tool to foresee a successful outcome resulting of fear. What's more important is to focus more on the journey than the results. There are two major steps to overcome fear. One, just do it. Two, build your confidence. The first step is to just do it. For instance, if you stand in front of an animal you don't like and you're asked to take them in hand, you're probably fearful for the sense of touch and experiences that you would perceive, hence not acting on finishing the task. Another example is, how about if you suddenly try something you were so afraid of trying, such as swimming? You don't know how to swim and have a phobia, but after a few seconds of panic and shock, you start seeing that it's all right and it's not harmful. So another approach that promotes action is the initiative without thinking and deciding to do something on a specific place, day, and time. Nothing else is right. The key is to just go with it and do not overthink. You come to realize that all of these fears are just made up in your head. The second step is to build your confidence. Meet new people, seek social and moral support, and enjoy the whole process. Yes, it can no doubt be scary at times, but you'll turn out to be a better person in the end. Once you do something, letting go of your fear and visualizing success, your hard work pays off. You have the skills to plan and the ability to act and handle challenges, improving areas where you lack, but all of it is much more worthwhile than anything else to drive you to success. Take your time to act out, or take a pen and write down your experiences, intense negative emotions, and erase the large segments of self-loathing or self-criticism into small chunks for a sigh of relief. Disposing off this burden makes you feel great about the outcome and aids the process. Fear is loaded with procrastination, laziness, and irrational thoughts. Just take your time out to manifest your own steps moving forward, one next to the other, and you are in front of the door of a success. However, always remember you need to start taking action even though you're taking baby steps. Don't wait. After one step is completed, put forth the next step and do the work. Be physically recharged and mentally healthy. Take short breaks and short durations and set aside the mental obsessions regarding perfection, comparison, fears, and what-ifs. The emotion of fear is linked with unhappiness and stress, and to keep them off, you need to have unshakable self-confidence and courage to open the doors of a total new space filled with possibilities. It's relatable that the only thing we have to fear is fear itself. Hello, and welcome back. In this module, we explore self-reflection. This is where you learn how to be aware of your inner self and channel your true potential to manifest your dreams. There is always an opportunity to explore your inner self and outer self. Your energy, potential, life interests, and goals all provide a successful outcome if you have self-awareness. Exploring yourself is valuable for the results of your action. You can practice this perfectly with keen observation and analytical skills. Be a critic of your own and never take this potential for granted. You may have been unaware of these skills before, but with constant involvement as well as practicing self-reflection repeatedly, it has fruitful effects in your everyday life. To reflect is the ability and the willingness to learn more than before, identifying your true purpose, taking further steps, and demonstrating great interest in solving any setbacks along the way. Some questions to ask yourself for reflection are, what are your values? How much do you care about yourself to improve, to achieve, and maintain success based on these values? What have you learned so far about yourself, goals, health, and success? Conscious consideration. This is the most useful form of reflection you have, evaluating your beliefs and analyzing your actions carefully. It's the main purpose of reflection. This soul learning process would help you in developing a connection of your thoughts with behaviors. This action would inform you about your future, destiny, and how to prepare your mindset to take hold of certain events in the future as a part of your manifestation journey. Essential habits for personal growth using self-reflection. 1. Being honest with yourself. 2. Noticing your patterns. 3. Articulating your achievements. 4. Practicing forgiveness. The very first habit for self-reflection is being completely honest with yourself. Being honest with yourself is the best policy for you to achieve 100% of what you intend to do, to speak honestly and execute your responsibilities honestly or truthfully. For instance, it's better to study honestly for 20 minutes at a time rather than doing it 60 minutes with 40 minutes of distraction and play. The human brain can only pay attention at a time with a dedication for just about 25 minutes. Noticing your patterns is the second objective to achieve for reflection. It involves behaviors and actions. Whatever you do as a person comes under it. This habit is very useful and helpful for not only you, but also influencing others to help you. Identify what you usually do and how you react to your surroundings. For instance, some people may act negatively in difficult situations. Some may have a calm and positive approach to it. By identifying these patterns, you know yourself better, and it will be easier to reflect and improve upon yourself. The third habit is to articulate your achievements. Articulating what you're able to achieve is another trait for a good life. It manifests your best self-interests. When you communicate your achievements, it expresses the feeling it holds. Accumulate the courage to live with your values, sleep with them, and work with them. Last but not least is to practice forgiveness. Forgiveness is a very gentle gesture, and it eats all the monsters of bad feelings as well. It's hard to break your egotistical habits, but if you don't work on it and improve yourself, you'll always play the blame game. Change is hard, but not impossible. That's why forgiving when necessary is best for yourself and others as well. What comes around goes around. It is good to believe that and start practicing forgiveness for a greater good. How to start self-reflection on a daily basis? You may try writing a journal. Journal writing is keeping track of what you explore on a daily basis, and it's a safe option to monitor your personal growth regularly. Never miss a chance to evaluate what you're doing. This will also give you confidence for what you will do next and what to plan next. It takes only a few minutes and a diary and a pen to carry easily anywhere, and you are also able to get back to your thoughts and words anytime. Secondly, you may visualize what you want. Spend 10 minutes a day to imagine what you like to be or to do 10 years from now or 5 years from now or 2 years and review what you are doing to achieve that dream in life. What's holding you away from target tasks and what are the skills that you are wasting or not using properly for your future? You may also take up sports. Sports sparks creativity. It's linked with the idea that perception is everything. Take up any sport you like, for instance, soccer, kickboxing, archery, and many more. You'll see the difference in terms of your imaginative activity, which translates in your performance for real-life situations and energy-demanding tasks. Sports also helps in sharpening your focus. Self-reflection benefits. First, reflection allows you to focus in a better way. When you don't have a certain goal in mind, somehow your daily task becomes meaningless and frustrating. Thus, it is important to have a clear vision on how you want to see yourself in the future. Second, reflection helps prevent excessive worrying. It's difficult to realize how we don't really have total control of the outcome. At times, we have to adapt to our unfavorable conditions. Third, by practicing self-reflection, you're able to notice some of the negative patterns occurring around you. Whether you keep on coming back to the same toxic relationship or allowing your staff to slack from their jobs, you'll be able to consider alternate approaches to these events through reflection. Reflection plays a major role in your manifestation journey. You're able to come to terms with who you really are, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. You're able to take charge of your life as you know exactly what to improve on and search for the most effective ways to be a better version of yourself. Self-reflection helps build emotional self-awareness. You have the opportunity to ask yourself important questions where you develop a better understanding towards yourself in terms of emotions, strengths, weaknesses, as well as what motivates you to achieve your goals. Once you have a complete understanding of who you are better in adapting to changes as well as through circumstances. Reflect on things you enjoy doing the most. The accomplishments and little success you've done hold a lot of value. Recognizing them using self-reflection will make you feel more accomplished than ever. Having a deep understanding on what you value in your life strengthens your decisions and clears your mind. Self-reflection helps you to not just experience life, but also understand it. This way, you will understand yourself to catch and crush negative patterns of thoughts and actions in your life. Convince yourself that you will be happy after a certain task, and you will do that only automatically if you feel happy. Otherwise, you would feel a burden of this imagination and take the sign that it is not working for your happiness. Don't waste your time and energy upon such negative outcome-seeking actions. Welcome back! In this module, you'll learn how to appreciate every single blessing in your life and how to express gratitude. Why is gratitude necessary? Good things come back to you continuously when you make a habit of giving thanks and accepting thanks with a smile, without any complaints and comparisons. Gratitude is a social emotion. It's a relationship-strengthening emotion as we observe how people are supported and affirmed by other people. These are the rules that contribute in your advancement if you contribute them with devotion and include gratitude in your life every moment. Ralph Waldo Emerson had exchanged a piece of advice regarding gratitude. It is proven that countries and cultures that practice gratitude and appreciate good deeds are the successful developed countries in the world. If someone applied gratitude at a very large scale, imagine the power of that same action in personal life. If you've not been saying thanks often, it's not too late to do so now. How you learn and practice gratitude from now on is what you're accountable for. Today, we are living in a very busy life, and it's hard to think about something outside of our comfort zone. Neglect is at its peak, and we even have no time to say thank you to a child who can still thank us for our deed and warm words. Technology has been incarcerating our attention, and it stops us from taking action. We have to replace muted texts with personal voice. We have more than enough time to say thank you as well as to love and praise. Write your goals on a piece of paper and express thank you to the ones who have committed even a small act of kindness to you. Express gratitude today for all those things you have never spoken of. Share it today for the sake of your own life. This is the importance of gratitude. The urgency is at the top of other actions. Therefore, you should understand that gratitude is as existential as you are. See well, feel good, and recognize it. You emit positive energy that passes on upon saying thanks. This attitude expresses positive things in you. Your attitude of expressing gratitude will attract more abundance. You can also express gratitude to yourself. Say thanks for all the actions you took initiative for or you have succeeded in. Give credit to yourself for achieving what you have this far, and thank yourself for persevering and never giving up. This is your source of motivation to carry on and move forward. How to practice gratitude every day? Listing is one of the convenient methods to show gratitude and not to forget any good deed. Enlist simplest deeds and things you feel grateful for in your everyday life. For instance, your identity, home, school, park, nature, clothes, food, and toys. It can be leaves, it can be water, it can be health, it can be your hair, and at the end of each day, you would have a bundle of things written on a paper in hand that enables you to see that you would be helpless without those things around you. We recognize that the source of happiness and abundance is being outside of ourselves. It does not stem from things we do by ourselves or accomplish by our own. It involves a humble dependence on others. We appreciate and acknowledge other people or a higher power if you have a spiritual mindset, has blessed us with many things, regardless big or small, to achieve abundance in our lives. In a few weeks or a month, it becomes a habit and you would feel restless when you don't write it and appreciate it. This action opens up the blockage and resistance on your way of feeling good about all those things you are doing or have done. Even a bad event has something positive and beneficial to say thanks for. Emotional clouding of mind and abrupt destructive urges keeps us far away from realizing the fact that we must show gratitude even if we are disappointed, because we may not be happy, but it saves us from a loss that we could not expect and makes us feel whole again. Do not hide your gratitude lists. Keep it accessible to everyone so it spreads the magic of happiness. Your relatives, family members, and all those you love can take part in this good energy flow, and the participation indirectly brings them closer to you. As a quote said, happiness is itself a kind of gratitude. Joseph Wood Crutch. Another way to express gratitude is to try out the Do It experiment. This experiment can be done for all actions that you desperately want to shift into a habit. It can be writing or talking, just related to anything. What more? I know you never had a chance to ponder on the numerous benefits of just saying thanks. It influences our most valuable wish, makes us close to happiness, and grants us a long-lasting effect to experience our lives in a happier manner. It creates thoughtful actions for lifestyle, for social life, for the universe, for nature, and others. What is the bridge between your success and practicing gratitude? The answer is people. Life and social aspect will always be an integral part, so try and help those in need. Make amends or even solve problems others may face through gratitude and its benefits. It is priceless, and it releases emotional burden and brings happiness and abundance. Make amends or even solve problems others may face through inducing gratitude and its benefits. It's priceless. It releases emotional burdens and brings happiness and abundance. If you're thinking where to start, look at yourself in the mirror. Place your hands on your chest and count your breathing and be grateful for being alive. Being alive has a purpose. Search for your purpose and help others and appreciate everyone. A winner uses gratitude to seize the day or live his or her own life to the fullest. This includes chasing dreams and working towards the successful story they've always wanted. Are you a winner? I am asking again to assist you in reflecting back upon the intensity of urge for this habit of thankfulness. Gratitude has a marked effect in not only your life, but also overall success and achievements. Gratitude replenishes self-control in a lost soul. Why is gratitude important? First, gratitude has a marked effect in not only your life, but also overall success and achievements. Gratitude replenishes self-control in a lost soul. A winner uses gratitude to seize the day or live his own life to the fullest. This includes chasing dreams and working towards the successful story they've always wanted. Second, gratitude helps in achieving better physical and mental health. Research studies have shed a light on the effects of gratitude in reducing depression and boosting mood for happiness. This is because gratitude emits positive emotions. Gratitude helps us to participate more in life. We notice the optimistic side of things more, therefore it magnifies the pleasures you receive from life. A person who rarely expresses gratitude and thankfulness attracts misery. Meanwhile, those who often write letters of gratitude and appreciation for someone will usually be surrounded by abundance. They give more and get more. Not only this, physical health and fitness is also better among those who practice gratitude, with strong immune systems and less symptoms of illness. Frequent illness is also connected with being unthankful. It really is interesting. No doubt this amazing action is very easy to carry in daily life. If you try saying thanks 100 times consciously in daily situations, after the specific number of times you would say thanks automatically. Gratitude plays a major role surrounding you. It attracts abundance. When you express thankfulness to even your simplest blessings, you inevitably attract more. Success is calling you. Gratitude is a gift given to you. Imagine the whole universe is striving for your goal with you, and by your side angels are sending blessings to you to excel and gain more than what you already have. This is the energy of gratitude in your life. Always remember to say thank you to yourself as well as others. Hello and welcome back. In this module, you'll learn how important it is to live your dreams and leaving the legacy you desire. You've been following the legacy connected with your past, family, and childhood since you started to think about how this world and destiny works. Now it's time to leave your mark. You must believe that your life matters, and with this, you will leave your legacy on this earth. Live your life to the fullest and participate with great hope. You have all the courage. You should think that your life matters, and it is an undeniable fact that you will leave your mark on this world. It means you have made a great impact not only on your life, but also on the life of others. What are the signs of people leaving behind their legacy? One of them is someone's advices and quotes. Some of them belong to people from the last century, but their legacy still lives on till today. Decide what legacy you want to leave behind. If you've decided, then start creating and saving the important pieces together. You must start executing the actions by now that you want to pass on to generations. In your day-to-day life, use your resources effectively to make an impact on yourself as well as others. Simple ways to live and leave your legacy. Whatever areas of your life you do work in, add more value in it to benefit others. And of course, you're doing it for yourself as well. Be an inspiring role model, a mentor, and not only a teacher, but also a healer. One way is through mentorship. Mentorship is the best option to exchange learning processes and tips with others and teach at the same time to try to make a significant change in society. Share something worth sharing with everyone, and always when you meet and greet. In their life, benefit of society is the only goal to achieve. Simply motivate others to pursue their passion, listen to the voice of their hearts, polish their talents, and ignore the criticisms or use them for their improvement rather than self-loathing or depression. For instance, if you're a writer, you may write for others. It can be a book, poems, columns, diaries, and any form that you like. Use them to preserve and protect your legacy. You may also listen and give advice. Share experiences and experiments. Make a habit of being a volunteer in whatever you think you would be a best person to contribute with all of your energy and skills. For example, you may operate a social enterprise business. You can have a language center where half of the proceeds go to those who are less fortunate. Make a list of all the skills you've learned by interest and by need and construct a free course for those who cannot pay but need to learn to earn and support a family. Share your blessings with others. Share some of your blessings with others. There are various ways to leave your legacy, and one of them is to share your happiness with others. Do your best to transfer it in the best way. Donate your money and as much as you can whenever to charity. Give it always with a smile and a free of stress without worrying about what next. It helps in future financial resource building for others. What you eat and drink, share as much as possible, recipes and methods, tastes and blends. Make a collage of family traditions and write something to let others know how to celebrate a specific occasion and what is important. Be an inspiring role model, a mentor, and not only a teacher but also a healer. You are enjoying and seeking happiness of abundance, and now it's your time to give back. Legacy can be wealth and knowledge or skill, all you have attained, and make use of it as a part of legacy. Spend each moment of your life doing something of your interest and seeing your dreams achievement in the future. Make a difference with your ideas and invest in only what you want to see. Help others see their own potential as well. Here are some questions to ask yourself to ensure you leave the legacy you want to. Have you done all those things for which you would like to be remembered by your loved ones? How do you visualize the community's reaction to your legacy? Will your legacy help the world to become a better place? What lessons would be passed on to others from your legacy? Whatever the kind of legacy you would like to donate to others and young ones, give it as pure as you can with honesty and best of your knowledge. It all depends on what leaving behind a legacy means to you, what value you consider the best support for this cause. Point to note is that the purest and righteous actions is something beneficial for humanity, that is what would be useful for those to whom you are passing on your blessings. Share some of your blessings with others. There are various ways to leave your legacy, and one of them is to share your happiness with others. Do your best to transfer it in the best way. Always remember to have the right intentions. We've now come to the end of this journey. Will the habits you've developed through this manifestation journey influence your daily routine in a positive way? And is it adequate to influence others? What have you done for those who are not included in your loved ones? Have you presented something for all those who are strangers to you but still living in this world? You are leaving your legacy for this world, and not only for your home, family, and friends, or relatives. Your life has a goal, which is to win. Winners are the leaders, those who lead their life in their own ways and leave their legacy behind. Legacy is everything within, unconscious, our past, our mistakes, our regrets, unpleasant memories, and all of this no doubt holds us back from progressing. The human mind has an inborn tendency to seek and grasp on negative thoughts, indeed. But remember, those who are submissive towards the legacy are those who lose. All you need is to allow yourself to start doing what truly matters now. Start living the way you want to be remembered.